powerful tool that serves you and your family every day. But how do you juggle all of life's demands, raise a family, and keep your house under control? That's what this show is all about. Welcome to the Stress Less Podcast. I'm Megan Smith, Midwest mama who is obsessed with getting rid of crap and passionate about realistic problem solving. And I'm here to help you transform your unique spaces by giving you permission to make intentional decisions that empower you to confidently stress less and live more. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Stress Less Podcast. On this week's episode, I really just want to talk about managing your energy, and of course, through the lens of a mom with ADHD. I've learned over the years that time management is not a problem for me as much as energy, like regulation, or just having the right amount of energy at the right time to do what I want to do. It has been such a struggle, and I would even say it was kind of the point when several years ago when I just felt like, looking back, I didn't even realize like how severely like my body as a whole was suffering from the lack of energy that I had, but I could not figure it out. And I've kind of talked about that before, but like if you've ever started a day where you like feel amazing but then crash in the afternoon, or a lot of times like me, like I am completely wired at night and it is so hard for me to wind down. And I'm going to talk about this more later, but even sometimes on the weekends, like I don't do anything for the first three quarters of the day on Saturday, and then I get a ton done and set on Saturday evening. So today we are talking about how to work with your energy levels and not against them. And by doing this, really you can feel more in control and more productive and less drained by the end of the day. So of course, ADHD impacts the brain's ability to self-regulate energy levels. And a lot of times people with ADHD might cycle between hyper-focus and burnout, which then makes those energy crashes feel even worse. People with ADHD a lot of times can experience inconsistent motivation. Some days you might have just a ton of energy and other days you just can't get started. And honestly, like that is exactly what is so frustrating for me. No matter how well I time block my week or plan out my weekend, I've learned that I can just never bank on having the energy to complete everything I want to do. And I'm coming to terms with this now in my mid-30s. The more I've leaned into my energy fluctuations, the more I've been able to accomplish. But in a world that just preaches consistency, routine, and discipline, it can become so defeating to know what you need to do, but to not have the capacity at the executive functioning level to just do what you need to do. Structure definitely helps me when it comes to productivity, but also I think the number one thing that helps me is some sort of accountability. When I heard the term body doubling for the first time, I think my brain like shot off fireworks. It was like, oh my God, that's why I like to be with other people when I'm working. It just like borderline changed my life when I realized that like my tendency actually had a name for it. As you can imagine, there's not a whole lot of body doubling that happens for a farm wife when we're 30 miles from town and I'm stuck in the house with kids by myself like 90% of the time. Granted, we're not stuck in the house all seasons, but just during this season. Sometimes when I was working in my classroom and I needed to get a specific task done, I would take what I needed with me and go work in the office just to be around other people. And I wouldn't let myself go back until that task was done. And that was like pre-ADHD diagnosis. So a lot of times, traditional productivity advice doesn't always work for ADHD brains because we don't operate on willpower alone. Like I said, structure helps and external motivation helps, but really it just comes down to what we're interested in that moment. So I'm going to mention a short list of things here, and all of the things that I'm about to mention are things that I've been working on over past several years. These are things that can contribute to your energy drainers. These might be things that you don't realize are holding you back. So things like decision fatigue, overcommitting, all or nothing thinking, unstructured days, and clutter and disorganization. All of those things can be contributing to draining our energy. So decision fatigue, that's like the mental exhaustion of making constant choices throughout the day. Overcommitting is saying yes to too many things and then feeling overwhelmed. All or nothing thinking, feeling like if we can't do something perfectly, it's not worth doing at all. And then unstructured days, I think we can all relate, like having no plan can make it harder to get things done, which might leave us feeling frustrated and exhausted. I always say like I am so much better about getting everything done around the house when we're busy. And then if we, you know, like on a long break from school, or if we just have nothing to do, if I have too much time on my hands, I don't get anything done because I have time to do it later. There's no rush. And then clutter and disorganization, too much visual or mental clutter truly does drain our energy before we even get started on what we need to do.
Your home should feel functional, not frustrating. It's time to hit the home refresh button with Clarity On Call, my 4-week virtual home organization program designed just for busy moms like you. This isn't just another checklist or guide. This is personalized support on demand. Through the Voxer app, I'll be your go-to coach, helping you declutter, reorganize, and optimize the spaces in your home that matter most. Think of it as having a good friend in your corner, guiding you every step of the way. You'll be equipped with a clear, step-by-step roadmap to transform your space. Together, we'll identify what matters most to you and design a setup that maximizes efficiency without the overwhelm. With weekly check-ins, attainable to-do lists, and product recommendations, I'll help you stay on track so you can finally make your home work the way you need it to. The program starts March 3rd, and spots are limited. Join the waitlist today to be the first to know when Clarity On Call opens for enrollment. Click the link in the show notes to take the first step toward a home that finally works for you.
Let's talk for a minute about how we can manage our energy instead of just managing our time. One thing that I think is so important is knowing your energy peaks and dips. And so if you start by just paying attention to when you get a lot done, when it feels good to get a lot done, and then when, if there's a pattern on when you just can't get anything done, or you just don't have the energy, or if doing something is just taking, like sucking the life out of you to get something done. Sometimes it's just better to just not and try again later when your brain is ready for it. So identify when you feel the most energized and when you crash. Try to work with your natural rhythm instead of forcing productivity at the wrong time. A lot of times I find myself when I'm working at my computer, if something is just not flowing, I just have to accept that like it's just not going to happen right now and I need to step away and come back. And it's so hard to do that when you're someone who likes to just check things off a list and move on. Some people feel really good around like 10 a.m. Some people feel really good around 3 or 4 p.m. You just have to schedule like your harder tasks, or try to plan out like your household chores and things like that around the evenings and weekends when you feel good. Maybe you feel a little better after supper's done. Maybe you want to get something done before you even start supper, depending on where your energy level is at. Anything you can do to reduce decision fatigue is going to help so much. And I mean this in like our day-to-day routines, monthly and weekly tasks, like anything that you can. I've always talked about Kendra Adachi says decide once, like default decisions. If that's Taco Tuesday, or making sure your morning routine is the same every day, or always having the same day for your laundry day, whatever you can just decide, this is how you're going to do it, and automate those decisions for yourself, that will just make your daily life easier. And I've talked before about like setting up home systems where using labels and zones and designated spaces, all of those things that you don't have to make a remake a decision every day is going to help. Another thing that can help with decision fatigue if you're specifically decluttering your house is the Decide Guide. So if you are working on getting rid of visual clutter and tidying up your house a little bit to make things function and flow, you have to go to the show notes and get my Decide Guide. I think there's 23 different zones, over 150 questions, and I know that sounds like a lot, but the questions are there for you in each specific area of your house, even down to the micro spaces, and the questions are there to help you ask yourself about your things. There's no right or wrong answer, but your answers to these questions will lead you to know if it's something that you need to keep or not. The Decide Guide is a really great way to reduce decision fatigue, so be sure you check that out in the show notes. Another thing that you can do is give yourself permission to work differently. Like I said, society just rewards consistency and routine, but ADHD brains seriously work the best in sprints and cycles, and I have learned this over and over again. It's okay to lean into your energy waves instead of forcing yourself into someone else's rhythm. Some days you might be ready and willing and excited to deep clean your whole house, and other days you maybe can barely get off the couch, and both are okay. But the goal is to work with your brain, not against it. You're not lazy or bad at managing time. Your brain just works differently if you have ADHD. Success isn't about doing more. It's about managing your energy so you can focus on what matters most. I just hope this episode leaves you feeling a little more inspired to become intuitive and intentional about what you need. And when you do that, it can truly help you plan and organize and rest in a way that's the best fit for you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Follow me on Instagram at Megan Smith Stress Less for more organization tips. And be sure to head to the show notes to join the wait list for Clarity on Call. Doors open next week and the program starts on March 3rd. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Stress Less Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, I'd be so grateful if you'd take a screenshot and share it on Instagram, tagging me at Megan Smith Stress Less. Sharing your takeaways from this episode on Instagram will help more moms like you discover helpful episodes and learn how to make motherhood feel more manageable. Don't forget to check out the show notes for tools and resources mentioned in today's episode. I'll talk to you soon on the Stress Less Podcast.